You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And yes, I am aware of the Hunter Biden news from today about the payments. In case you're just now joining the planet, or just now joining the show, Hunter Biden took some wire transfers. Right about the time Joe Biden announced he was running for president, Hunter Biden was taking $250,000 wire transfers directly from China, and the residents listed as the beneficiary, it's Joe Biden's Delaware residents. Joe Biden is in very deep trouble politically, very deep trouble. Why do you think Gavin Newsom's on every TV show? Why do you think Gavin Newsom's debating Ron DeSantis at the end of this month? Why do you think Gavin Newsom is out there perfecting his presidential campaign slogan?
You look at the per capita deaths in these states, including Florida. I mean, it's 28.8% higher per capita deaths in the state of Florida than the state of California. We outperform them in GDP.
Gavin Newsom. Oh, Chris, do you know how obnoxious I'm going to be if Gavin Newsom, if Biden really does drop out and Gavin Newsom becomes the nominee, I'm just going to be obnoxious. And we're not going to bring up a word about me mentioning a long time ago that I thought it was going to be Eric Adams. It's like 2 or 3 years ago I said that, and that didn't work out at all. Anyway, I never said that. Shut up. I didn't say that. They need a guy. They really need a guy who's not going to give away, oh, I don't know, state secrets.
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that?
The disbelief in her voice is the best. But
exactly? Since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control.
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. We'll just do some NATO exercises a mile away and send in the Navy SEALs. I quit. Focus. Get to some emails. Hey, Jesse, do you believe that we continue to live after we die? If so, where do we live? Well, I guess it all depends on what you believe, doesn't it? Hey, Jesse, just running in again on the thought of truckers on the bloodline of America. If America depends on us truckers to get supplies to them, why won't they let me in when my blinker's on and the shelves are empty? You know why we won't let you in while the blinkers are on, truckers? And I say this, I know how many truckers are listening. It's a lot.
Do you know why people don't let you in when the blinker's on? Here's why. Because I am in the left lane doing 80. There's a trucker, semi-truck, in the right lane. In the slow lane, he's doing 70. All right, so that's no problem. He's got a full truck, no big deal. I'm doing 80. He's doing 70. No problem. I'm going to stay over here in the left lane, and I'm going to cruise on by doing 80. Except I've got an issue, you see. There's another semi-truck. He's not doing 70, and he's not doing 80. He's doing 70 and a half. And he pulls up behind the truck doing 70. And instead of waiting and letting me pass, he throws the old blinker on and cruises on over to do 70 and a half for 90 minutes in the left lane so I can't pass the truck. If you want to know why you were not letting, why no one's letting you in, that's why no one's letting you in. Jesse, I love you, you community college nincompoop. I love you too. Jesse, I'm an Army soldier stationed with USAG Italy. This dude is scheduled. He's stationed in Vicenza, Italy. You freaking Army guys, dude. You know where they have Marine Corps bases? All the crappiest places on the planet. From Paris Island. I guess, you know, Camp Pendleton's not that bad, but 29 Palms where I was. It all sucked. And every single time we would go visit, for whatever reason, a Navy base or something like that, our jaws would drop at how nice the bases were and the locations of the bases. I don't think that I was ever on a Navy base that didn't look like it was like a vacation resort. I'd say it looked like a place where you can resort. And the Army's the same way. The Army guys act like they've got it rough, right? It's the Army. Oh, no. They've always got some fancy base somewhere. This freaking guy's in Italy. Imagine joining the Army and getting your duty station. And your duty station is to eat Italian pizza and chase Italian dimes around. That's what, Chris? What? Chris, no, it doesn't. Chris, what would you... Chris just said Italian pizza sucks. Okay, I've never been to Italy, but I know enough people who have been to Italy, and they tell me the pizza is amazing, and it's everywhere. You're from Texas. You wouldn't even know good pizza. What do you mean it sucks? What's wrong with it, Chris? Hold on. You've never been there. How would you know? You've had Italian-style pizza. That doesn't count. Having Italian-style pizza here, that doesn't warrant besmirching the entire country of Italy. I'm going to go to Italy, and I'm going to eat all the pizza there. And when I come back, I'm not telling you how it was. Anyway, I don't know why I'm yelling. I'm going to get back to the email to the soldier who's in Italy. Shut up, Chris. I really enjoyed meeting you at the book signing before I PCS'd, and I love the Anti-Communist Manifesto. I forced my brother-in-law to listen to it while we were driving, and he really related to a lot of your points. Majority seem not to, speaking with my coworker, he's talking about his guys in the Army. Some are like-minded, but the majority seem not to care about the political scene. You have any insight into why less and less soldiers are invested in what's going on in our government? I will say this. That's what it was like when I was in, and from the different guys I talked to in different eras, they really echo the same sentiment. And it sounds odd to people. It sounds odd probably to you that you would be in the military and you wouldn't be that invested in politics. You wouldn't be that political. Because it's your life on the line, it would make sense that you would be the most invested, right? But believe me, I was there. I was not political when I was in. I was never political before the Marines. When I was in the Marines for 4 years, I wasn't political. Now, I knew I was a Republican, but that's really all I knew. I didn't know anything more than that. I knew I didn't like high taxes. I didn't want the border open, but politics was never something I thought about, never something I talked about. And I'm trying to think here. Maybe it happened because we have a lot of conversations in the Marines during boring downtime. I don't remember a single political conversation with any of my friends ever while we're there. Why is that? I don't know. I think it's more of an age thing than anything else. I think when you're in at that age, in general, this is not universal, but in general, when you're 18, 19, 20 years old, you oftentimes don't care about politics very much. It's a mistake. I wish I had cared, but I just did never care about it, right? But our lack of care, that's why the worst people on the planet run the country. I mean, that's why we have Grandma Vodka.
But if you have a difference of opinion, you just can't be impeaching. On the other hand, this is a fake distraction, as you said.
I am hopeful the Republicans are actually going to impeach Joe Biden. It looks like they are. Keep in mind, we don't get anything tangible out of impeachment. Anything you think you're going to be able to use or that I'm going to be able to use. They're not going to get rid of Joe Biden in the Senate, even if they did, which they would never do. Even if they did, they're not going to put Dome in there. Or if they put Dome in there, we don't gain anything. Like, we don't gain anything from it tangibly. But there are intangibles. And putting their president through an impeachment matters. It really is important. They put ours through two of them. Making theirs go through one, it matters. Hurts his legacy. It lets them know we will return fire. We will do the same thing. And it is the only chance the communists will back off. The only chance they will back off. Okay. I promised you the Dennis Meadows stuff. I promised it two segments ago. But I've never got... Well, let me explain, Chris. Let me explain while I'm being lectured. Okay. The Hunter Biden stuff was news that I probably should have covered at the very beginning of the show. I'm not surprised by it. I guess that's why I didn't cover the Hunter Biden stuff earlier. Who's surprised by this? Hunter Biden taking in large payments from foreign donors because of who his father is. That's something that's kind of baked in the cake for all of us by now. Wouldn't you agree? And so when I saw the story, I realized everyone's talking about it right now and it's the big news of the day. Who's surprised? This is what these people do. This is the whole family. So on my life, cross my heart and hope to die, unless there's a technical glitch, the genocidal professor Dennis Meadows is coming next. What's coming next for you before we get to Dennis Meadows is something pretty special. Are you ready for this? Something special. A good night's sleep. A good night's sleep courtesy of MyPillow. Now, I know the per-cal sheets. I know because of the endless volumes of emails we've gotten that you want me to say they're per-kale sheets. You want me to call them per-kale sheets. However, I don't bend to the rage mob. They're per-cal sheets as long as I'm here behind the microphone. And they're incredible. And they're on sale. The queen size are normally $89.98. Right now they're $35, no matter how you pronounce it. The twin size is $25. The greatest night's sleep of your life, man. Wake up tomorrow morning and a morning a year from now wrapped in the best sheets ever. You sleep better. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Go get a couple sets of Percal sheets. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, by popular demand, we're bringing it back. Dennis Meadows is a professor. He's also a genocidal monster. He was also kind enough to take 2 minutes out of his day and lay out exactly how all these people think. And I want to remind you before I play this, because I'm going to let him speak. This is how all of them think, all of them, your liberal Aunt Peggy, that 20-year-old daughter who just came home from college of yours with a bunch of rings in her face and a coexist bumper sticker on her car, all of them, top to bottom, they all just want a couple billion people to die.
In one way or another, we are globally, we are so far above the population and the consumption levels which can be supported by this planet that I know in one way or another it's going to come back down. So I don't hope to avoid that. I hope that it can occur in a civil way. Civil in a special way. Peaceful. Peace.
Pause it real quick. He hopes it can occur in a peaceful way. in a civil way. Remember, the it is kind of the important thing in that sentence, right? Okay, well, what is the it? What is this thing you want to occur in a peaceful way, in a civil way? Well, it's what he described in the very beginning. Death. Mass death. You see, in his mind, the world is overpopulated. The world's going to end unless billions of people die. Now, he wants you billions. He's not going to be one of them, of course. No, no, no. He has to be around to think and plan for everything in the future. But you billions who have to die. Remember, the plan mostly for these people is for you to starve to death. So ideally, what they want you within a week or so curled up with your family in the Holodomor in Ukraine when people were starving to death. Mostly families would starve to death together in the same room. That is something they discovered. When people are starving to death, they would generally lay in the same room. They would lay in the same bed. When you starve to death, you have no energy. So you're very, very, very lethargic for obvious reasons. Even if you fall on the ground, you sometimes lay there and die. So they want you to experience this with your family, laying there, everyone curled up in the same room, people eating their own waste to try to stay alive, drawing straws, trying to eat each other. I'm trying to describe, I want to make sure you understand the civil, peaceful death that your liberal Aunt Peggy and Dennis Meadows have in store for you. They want you to do that. They want you to die. Starve to death. Fine. Eat your poop. Just honestly, be civil about the whole thing.
Peaceful. Peace doesn't mean that everybody's happy.
Oh, yeah.
But it means that conflict isn't solved through violence, through force.
Pause. What does that mean? I don't expect everyone to be happy, but it's not solved through violence or force. He's doing two things there. You know what two things he's doing? First thing he's doing, it's not solved through violence or force. What he's doing is he's announcing to you he's a good guy. He's making sure you know that. Okay, all you billions of people need to die, but I don't even want it to be violent, and I don't want any force involved. How about that, everybody? See what a good genocidal person he is? So the first thing he's doing, he's announcing how saintly he is. But he's doing a second thing, and this is the most important thing for his purposes. When he talks about he wants it to be civil, he doesn't want to use force. What he's saying is he doesn't want you to resist. Listen, it's only your life and the life of your family and everything you care about. In fact, it's the life of your whole town. Why won't you just die peacefully? He just doesn't want you, just don't, hey, don't put up a fuss. All right, he doesn't want to hear about your freedoms. If you would just please die.
But rather in other ways. And so that's what I hope for. The planet can support something like a billion people, maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people.
Okay.
Conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. It's, unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. So, but if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have it. But we want to have freedom, and we want to have a high sentence. So we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7, so we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal, so that people share the experience and you don't have a few rich, you know, trying to force everybody else to deal with it. So those are my hopes.
He wants, listen, you heard him. He laid it out very clearly in the end. We're at 7 billion. We have to get down to 1. So that means he needs 6 billion people to die. But remember, he's a good dude. He wants it to be slow. He doesn't want 6 billion people to die tomorrow. Look, take some time. Take a year or two. It's not the end of the world. Just 6 billion people die. He wants it to be slow, and he wants it to be equal. What a dude, right? He wants it to be equal. Oh, don't think you're getting off scot-free, Whitey. You got to go, too. See how nice he is? Remember how these people think, all right? And remember, these are the people we fight. This is why we wake up and we engage every day, because we really are up against genocidal monsters. Monsters. This is why you need to get your T levels up, fellas. Ladies, this is why you need to get on a female vitality stack. Let's focus on the ladies for a minute. Female vitality stack is what? It's natural herbal supplements, yes. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk to make sure you have the energy for the days to come, the energy to fight for your children, the energy to stand up to these people. Because these people, the genocidal monsters, they're not going to get tired. They're not going to quit. They're going to keep trying to kill everybody. We should keep saving everybody. Chalk.com. 99% off your first month for a limited time, up to $70, with the code Jesse99. Jesse99. Ladies, tonight is the night. Begin your female vitality stack journey tonight. Chalk.com, code Jesse99. Speaking of deception, death, let's talk a little bit about long COVID. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day. USA! USA! The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. One of the things that cracks me up, it shouldn't make me laugh because it's absolutely terrible, don't get me wrong, but the lies the system will tell us. They use these horrible lies all the time, and they're so arrogant and at the same time so stupid that their lies come off as so lame to people who think. Now, I know you experience this. It's important for you and me to understand Normie Norm, he doesn't get this. He still buys so many of the lies, but you get it. The headline here is, the risks of long COVID have been greatly exaggerated, a study finds. And look, the only reason I brought it up is it made me laugh because I had forgotten about long COVID. You see, I realize there are some symptoms from coronavirus that actually do stay with some people. I know people, friends of mine, relatives of mine, never did fully get their sense of taste back, really. The taste is so screwed up. So something like that, yes, okay. But everybody really understands what the game with long COVID is, right? We do. The country got a virus we should have just weathered, like we do every other virus. Terrible. You care for who you care for, and then the show goes on. We should have just weathered it, but we didn't. And then they told us that we all had to run out and take this emergency therapeutic or everyone was going to die. But people didn't really want to take the therapeutic, but they insisted, oh, COVID's super deadly and the therapeutic's super safe. And they told you, remember, they told you, you've got to save grandma. Do you want to be responsible for the death of millions? Even to this day, Fauci's out there claiming he saved millions.
I have become, by people who know nothing about me, who don't investigate what I've said I've been done, I become the symbol of what the far right extremists feel, that I'm the one who had to, that I had to publicly disagree with the president of the United States. That was very painful for me because I have a great deal of respect for the presidency of the United States. But I felt, in order to just maintain my own personal and professional integrity and my responsibility to the American public, I had to say it like it was, and I had to do it publicly. That triggered a degree of negativity towards me on the part of the far right, that all of a sudden, when you have anger, what happens is that if you become the symbol of the object of people's anger, even people who know nothing about you know the fact that in my career, I've been involved in saving literally millions of lives.
Millions of lives. Anyway, long COVID. So they told you to take the therapeutic. And then they started to figure something out, and they figured it out very early on. Keep in mind, courtesy of a Freedom of Information Act request, the FDA was forced to release the Pfizer documentation showing they realized early on they had a problem with side effects. They had a big problem. They had a huge problem in nursing women, women who were trying to become pregnant. They had a huge problem in young men, and they realized this really early. As soon as they released this this horrible thing and they told you all you had to take it, then they started tracking it. And they started tracking all the side effects. And they realized this thing has so many side effects, it should be pulled from the market. Only you can't pull it from the market because so many people now are going to make so much money from it. So instead of pulling it from the market, you must tell everyone about it. You have to tell everyone they have to take it. Not just that they should, that they have to take it or grandma will die. And then you watch these side effects start to take place in the common population. And you, as the system, start to get worried about something. As you watch the population go through this, you think to yourself, wait a minute. All these people are taking this. And then all these dudes are having heart problems, strokes. All these women are having miscarriages. Hey, what do we do if the population catches on? What do we do if the people catch on to this whole thing? Oh, hey, I know. Let's blame it on long COVID. Hey, Bob, what's long COVID? I don't know. I just made it up. We'll just say all the vaccine side effects are long COVID and we'll call it good. That's exactly what it is. Anytime you ever read about long COVID this and long COVID that, all you're reading about is the system's cover up of its vaccine rollout. That's a fact. Biden administration shells out $240,000 at Children's Hospital for interactive LGBTQ youth sex education tool.
Why are you gay?
That is disgusting. Target closing 9 stores due to organized theft. Now, hold on. I'm not moving past this. It's not headlines anyway. Do I want to know what an interactive LGBTQ youth sex education tool is? I just assumed that was Joe Biden. What exactly is an interactive LGBTQ youth sex education tool? You know what? I don't want to know. I take it back. I've decided I don't want to know. We're getting to some emails. Jesse, has your family give you grief for your love of cheese balls? I don't know what the wife and kids' problems are, but they're ruthless when it comes to cheese. Okay. One of my kids gives me grief about it. My oldest son, he's a health freak like his mom. And she is mortified by how I eat. And she's one of these people, she will sit down and she'll put extra broccoli on her plate on purpose because she wants more broccoli. My oldest son, he's 14 years old. He will do the same. Hey, can I have some more beans if you don't mind? That's him. That's him. Fruits, veggies, beans. My youngest son, he's more me. So if I get some cheese balls, there's a good chance, even though he's not allowed to have them in there, I will catch him hiding the cheese balls in his room. I don't want to say the wife has given up because she's not given up. She's a big reason why I have changed, why I've made any of the improvements I've made nutritionally. A lot of them are because of the health freak wife. So it's not like she's given up, but at this point, she's not going to see me going to town on some cheese balls and even bother wasting her breath. She says I can't be taught, that I refuse to learn lessons, and I don't listen to people, and I have a problem with authority, blah, 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 and all these other things that people say. Target's closing 9 stores due to organized theft. It's according to Breaking 911. You want to know why Target's closing 9 stores? Because of Target and the things Target supports. You see, Target's closing 9 stores because of communism. Communism in the big cities. This whole Black Lives Matter, defund the police communism that has turned America's big cities into dumps. And communists like George Soros, who make sure that communist DAs are the ones who are elected, who then won't prosecute these crimes. Target has been one of the most left-wing, disgusting organizations in this country for a very long time. They bend over backwards to give to this communist cause or that communist cause. In fact, Chris, would you do me a favor? Would you look up Target and Black Lives Matter? I bet in the course of about 5 seconds, we're going to find out about very large donations from Target to Black Lives Matter. I wouldn't be surprised if a store like Target even had a Black Lives Matter section. What's that, Chris? Oh, they have a whole page. Of course they do. You see, Target has not only welcomed this new kind of country in, Target has used your money and my money, we used to shop at Target, to bring about this end. Target has brought about this end on purpose. So if Target's going to have to close some stores because there's too much shoplifting, well, I guess that's just too bad. All right, we have headlines I didn't get to. Before we get to headlines, speaking of nutrition, nutrition I do care about, probably more than mine if I'm being honest, is my dogs. Because I have experienced what it's like to lose a dog, to bury a dog. Anyone who's had to go through that knows it's horrible. And when you get one, they become part of the family. And then you find yourself, especially when they get a little older, you start thinking about that day. Oh no, man, I don't want to lose him. I give Fred rough greens every single meal because I want that day to be pushed as far away as humanly possible. Fred doesn't get nutrition from his dog food. Dogs don't. Dog food is brown because dog food is dead. They have killed everything in it. There's no nutrition in there. It's empty calories. Your dog only gets nutrition from dog food. And Rough Greens is so confident your dog's going to love it and that you'll see a difference in your dog. Your dog gets a free jumpstart trial bag. All you have to pay for is the shipping. Call them. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Rough Greens is your key not only to a longer living dog, to staying away from the vet. You will see a difference. Go get your bag today.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Although I do have some devastating news for you. Devastating news. U.S. orange juice prices hit record highs as supplies tumble to 1968 lows. Apparently, the citrus groves in Florida have had all kinds of, not only hurricane problems, which are every year, apparently they've had all kinds of disease problems. I live and die for orange juice. We would have it in the house even more than we do if it wasn't so expensive. We only buy it by the half gallon. But I, you know, it's really weird. Maybe this is just because I'm stupid and white trash. I don't know what it is, but I have really stupid dreams. I've told you before, but not dreams I have at night, but things I aspire to. Like I've told you about my dream of renting the big yacht with all my friends and going on a World War II tour through the Pacific. I have this dream. I know this is so stupid. See, I should never tell you anything because you're so mean to me, but I have this dream of having enough money that I have I don't dream about a mansion, but I want a house to be big enough that it has a room that has an extra fridge in it, a full-size fridge, not a mini fridge. And in the full-size fridge is only orange juice. It's my orange juice fridge so that I never have to drink anything else. Not water, not soda, not beer, not anything. It's just orange juice all the time. What, Chris? Don't I have acid reflux? No, not really anymore. Not that bad. And anyway, even if orange juice did give it to me, I still wouldn't stop drinking orange juice because orange juice is that delicious, Chris. Apparently those dreams of a fridge full of orange juice are going to hold off for a little while because of current pricing, but we are not letting that dream go. We're not letting it go at all. Oh, I saw this one too, and this one made me laugh before we get to headlines here from The Hill. You see, the communist, he treasures, absolutely treasures his ability to educate your children. America's communists understand that their ownership of the education system in this country is everything for them. They understand it. They do. Trust me. They get it. So they're desperate to keep your children in our public school system. They want your kids in government schools. And once they're done in the high school system, they want your kid going to a college. Why? Because they believe your child will be properly indoctrinated into communism there. That's why they want it. And so this new homeschooling movement is driving them insane. Parents, they're mortified by what their children are learning in schools. Mortified by it. Parents didn't want their kids wearing masks. But more than that, all that Black Lives Matter, critical race theory stuff, all the LGBTQ porn stuff, parents are horrified and they're yanking their kids out of schools in droves in this country. Well, the communist is looking at these kids fleeing his school system and he doesn't know what to do. He's desperate to stop it, though. And they're desperate to explain it away. The Hill is one of these evil communist publications from Washington, D.C. They have a headline today. Homeschoolers are more likely to be motivated by shootings and bullying than religion. You see, if you have to explain why we have all these new homeschoolers, you have to try to explain it in terms that are your terms. Why are there all these new homeschoolers? Well, it's the shootings. It's the guns. Maybe if you right-wingers would just put down your Second Amendment. Yeah, it's definitely not that... The kindergarten teacher was trying to teach Jaden to cut his penis off.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By the go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Man narrowly avoids jail after faking his own kidnapping to hide the fact that he cheated on his girlfriend. You know, it's just his girlfriend. Not that I'm disrespecting the concept of a girlfriend, but rather than go through a kidnapping hoax... Wouldn't it be easier to just break up with her? Iran working to infiltrate U.S. policy by recruiting Western officials and academics. Here's a reminder to you that they know in the East that the West is cheap. That is apparently our reputation when it comes to things like bribery. I'm sure Iran is already peddling influence in this government, in academia. Look, you can bet Russia, China, Iran, these countries are very, very, very active here. Dallas mayor switches parties to join the GOP. I'm hearing a lot of hubbub about this. This Democrat, mayor of Dallas, he switches parties, goes to being a Republican. And I'm supposed to celebrate this. And look, it is a good thing. It's not a bad thing, right? It's still a good thing. He's still somebody who doesn't share my values at all, and I'm not sure that this means something great for us nationally. Ideally, what this means is our cities, our big cities, and Dallas is one of our great cities, our cities are going to start turning things around, you know, and going red and voting for no more soft-on-crime politics. Ideally, that's what this means. Is that what it actually means? I don't know about that. Rupert Murdoch steps down as Fox and News Corp chairman, sending shockwaves through the media in politics. This is a headline from CNN. I don't know why this would send shockwaves through anybody. Anyone in this business has known for quite some time that Rupert Murdoch is very, very, very old. He's 92. And not only is he officially stepping down, he has already stepped down a while ago. Not officially, I realize that, but a while ago, Rupert Murdoch gave over Fox News to his sons. This is something people know. His sons, who, they're in marriages that are not ideal, you should say, politically. If you're wondering why you've seen a bit of a left-wing lurch, Rupert Murdoch's sons are not pulling the company in the same direction Rupert Murdoch did. Over 1,000 school districts allow teachers to hide transgender status of students from their guardians, parents groups claims. What was that we were just saying about parents fleeing, yanking their kids out of school, turning them into homeschooled children who might just end up being happy, healthy, and educated? All right. Remember, you can email me. That'll be fun. We'll do that tomorrow. I want lots of emails tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Tomorrow night is debate night. That'll be fun. That's all.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.